Hello everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Self-Improvement Project. I hope everybody is keeping well. I keep seeing information tweets about us being ever closer to 2022, and it just feels like 2021 has been so quick. So I hope you've had some nice reflections about 2021 so far, and there's some exciting things coming up for you in the end or the last wee bit of 2021 as well. I hope you're enjoying my emails each Sunday. I hope you've enjoyed some episodes that you've maybe listened to recently as well. Let me know which ones you've enjoyed. Let me know which ones you've liked. Is there anything that you would add to them? Is there anything that you would change about them to make them even better? So thank you if you've got in touch with any feedback as well. I always love hearing from you guys. Today's episode, upon reflection, is about the one thing that if you're in your 20s to ensure that you do. So if there's one thing to do whilst you're in your 20s, it's this thing. Now before I give away the phrase or the thing that we need to do, I feel it's important to acknowledge that as I am approaching 30, that even if I was to find this out later on, it wouldn't be too late. So even if you're beyond your 20s listening to this, this is a good opportunity to use it as motivation, to reflect upon what your 20s were like, and if you did this enough. If there's ways that you can utilize it maybe now in the stage of life that you're at. And this thing that I feel is one of the most important things we can do, and we need to make sure that we do it when we're in our 20s, is to find out what we like. And what, maybe more importantly, we don't like. Now the point I say this about if you are maybe into your 30s and beyond, is when we think about what we like, whether it be our job, whether it be our hobbies, whether it be some other element of our life, think about when you were most engaged. Most engaged in an activity, in a concept. Why did you like it? Why didn't you like something else? And this is almost a thing that we need to discover in order for our lives to be fuller. That realization that we only get, yes, it's depending on perspective at the moment in time that you're listening to it, life can be a long game. So imagine you get towards the end of it and you discover that you've never thought about what you enjoy doing or what you like doing. And vice versa, maybe what you don't like doing. Now, why am I talking about this? Why do we need to do this? Like I said, it can impact on things like our job. It can impact on our hobbies. It can impact on our relationships. And I feel like there's to discover these things that we like and we don't like in our life, there's two ways that we can get that. Two main ways that we can discover these things is, first of all, through saying yes to lots of things, and also trying lots of new things. Trying lots of new things can be scary. When we're in our 20s, we sometimes feel like we've got enough time to try it later on, someday. But as we all know with the common phrase, someday, it never really arrives. We need to commit to something to then learn from it. So, yes, there's the trusting your instinct and intuition of not trying something if you don't feel like you completely want to do it. I get that. But you need to try new things to come back to the original point today. To discover what you love and what you don't. Serendipity is something that I enjoy when it happens. And a lot of serendipity comes from letting go, trusting the process. Trying new things is a form of that. I don't know what this new thing is, but I'm going to get stuck into it and let life pan out and see if I like it or not. Like I said, life's a game. The other way that we can find out what we love and what we don't is by saying yes. Saying yes to lots of things. Saying yes is commonly phrased with, or commonly associated with, our job. You might be quite familiar with some of the trends recently that have been like, say no unless you've got enough time for it. La-di-da. Yes, within context. But with this situation right now where you're trying to discover, you need to say yes more. You need to say yes more to things that you're maybe not completely sure about. That task at work that might get you a bit more respect, that demonstrates you're willing to get stuck in when nobody else is. Or maybe it's saying yes to socializing with a group of people that you're not completely comfortable or familiar with. Saying yes to learning from other people's lives. That, again, another phrase being chucked in here, that whoever you're talking to, whoever you meet, you can learn something. But how will we ever know what things we could learn about life that we might try and end up loving if we don't say yes to that social opportunity? So, we're saying yes, we're trying new things. A couple of examples. Trying new things, I've had many jobs, from being a kids' football coach to being a barista. It's a long list. And when you're in that situation, whether it be jobs or something else, what you need to be aware of and need to try to do is reflect in the moment with those things. You might be trying your third new thing. What can you learn from the previous two that you can take into this? Make it better. Whilst being open to that serendipity that I was talking about. That thing you didn't know that maybe existed within that facet that you can then hold on forever, knowing that in your 20s you've still got quite a lot of years ahead of you to enjoy. This is why, and maybe I'm biased because of my own experience, but this is why I'm quite inclined to say that it's quite dangerous to go for money or status in your 20s, because it can be limited. You can limit yourself to a box, a cage, if you want to be even more extreme, of not learning during that time. You're only exposed to one environment, so you're not as well rounded. There'll be benefits to that, don't get me wrong. But to be selfish with your life and to find out things that you don't know, being exposed to these different environments is going to help. On a slightly different note, staying within the career side of things, you might be in a profession where you stay within that profession. You might be medical. You might be, again, within a bubble that exists for what you've qualified for. Now, as opposed to the example for myself, it's about going deeper. Going deeper, whether that be through trying new things within that job, saying yes to things within that job, giving yourself the time, the patience, and experience to discover things about that job. And then, like I mentioned, going deeper on what you like about that. Being a bit more ruthless, being a bit more selfish about that, because you've got a bit behind you now. You've said yes, you've got that respect, you've put the years of graft in, so you can be a bit selfish here and go in deeper. When we try new things, this requires grit. I've talked about grit before on the podcast. Grit is a book by Angela Duckworth around our character. A combination of passion and perseverance. So when we're trying new things, it's important not to give up easily. Look, when you're trying new things and you're excited about that, that's great. But not to burst the bubble, it won't go perfectly. Like I said, it might be a career, an exciting career opportunity. It might be a hobby that you've wanted to try forever, but you've never had the time. Or it might be a dream for you out with that bubble. It's not going to go perfectly. So having that grit, perseverance to dig in when you're doing this relates to my previous point about going a bit deeper. You might discover things along the path and the journey that you love. So stick with it. Frustration is completely normal. Many times in my life I've tried something and frustration has been there. It's been present. But acknowledging it is okay. If you start to feel disillusioned or despondent with it, this is where you need to question, how much do I really want this? Saying yes is about attitude. Saying yes is not a skill. It's not a technical skill that you can use. It is an attitude. This is what can set you apart in a career or a job, because you get hired for your skills. You keep your job and you excel at your job when you've got a good attitude. you'll also gain skills throughout your life, 20s and beyond. But attitude is something that you can have instantly. It's a choice. It can also be a tactic. And saying yes can be painful. Saying yes to an extent, like I said, can get you respect. Obviously, if you say yes to everything where it becomes overloading or overwhelming for you to do, you're not going to get respect for that. But saying yes to things that maybe other people are scared of will get you respect. And it might be painful in that moment. It might be painful during that task that you've maybe said yes to, but that will pay off later. And that's us today. If there's one thing to do in your 20s, or do later on in your life and reflect and think about when you were most engaged in your 20s, the one thing to do is to make sure you discover and you find out what you, I'm going to go with love, what you love and what you don't love. Let me know what you think. Let me know if you agree. Let me know if there's anything you would add that's more important or not. I hope you find it useful. By the time you're listening to this episode, there will be an email coming out on the Sunday. There will have been one yesterday. And my Patreon might be active by now. £5 a month, where you can join me every week for an extra episode. Maybe a wee bit more interactive. A monthly workshop on a certain topic within self-development. And you get early access to all the episodes I record, because I record maybe about a month and a bit in advance. And that's us. Thank you very much for listening, and hope to see you again soon. Cheers.